This is the Ingles Information Aisle with Leah McGrath, helping you eat healthy, feel great, and understand your nutrition. Now, here's your host, Ingles dietitian Leah McGrath.
Good Saturday morning. Welcome to the Ingles Information Aisle. This is Leah, the Ingles dietitian, and yet another show where we're going to introduce you to one of our local vendors. I know how much so many of you enjoy hearing their stories and learning about their products and finding out which Ingles store that you can go to where you can find their products. And so today I have in the studio with me Gretchen Brown, and Gretchen is the president, owner, CEO, CFO.
All around do it all.
all of the above for Munki Food Company. And that is spelled M-U-N-K-I food. And if you're looking for them on the internet, it's munkifoodcompany.com. So let's get to know Gretchen a little bit before we get into which Ingles stores have her product and what kind of product it is. So Gretchen, are you new to Asheville?
Not new. We've been in the area for about the last 15 years.
Okay.
So we're settled in here.
Where are you from?
Originally from Kentucky, by way of Florida and Georgia to Asheville. So
okay.
We've traveled around the East Coast a bit. My husband, who's the other part of Munki Food Company, is, a lot further away from Kentucky than me. He was actually from London, England.
Oh, okay.
By way of Florida, California, and now Asheville.
Wait, let me just, could you possibly have met in Florida?
We absolutely did.
I'll tell you what, I'm like a mind reader.
I know,
you
are,
right?
Psychic.
So, okay, I love to ask stories. Is it okay to ask? How'd you and your husband meet?
Sure.
This has nothing to do with Munki Foods.
No, well, it is, right? We met when I was actually 17. We were both lifeguards together. And we worked in Orlando, Florida. So
not at Walt Disney or anything like that?
At Wet n' Wild. Water park.
Oh my goodness.
So yes.
So you were on opposing lifeguard stands and just saw each other across the pool.
That's how it happens.
That's awesome. Was he 17? Was he young as well?
He was 21. So fresh off the boat.
Oh my goodness.
We met, literally he had just moved, and it was a good job to have in Orlando.
Sure.
It's super hot. So nice to be in the water.
And you probably thought, oh, this guy with this great British accent.
I know.
Right. 17, I would have been like, oh,
that's right.
Being from Kentucky, 17 years old, and you hear a guy with a British accent, I totally get it.
It was done from then. But I ended up obviously having to move, just graduating high school to go to university, which actually brought me up this way. I graduated from Western Carolina University.
Oh, okay.
So
you are kind of a local person.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes. So in the meantime, he moved to California because everybody wants to check out the Wild West when they're young as well. Moved to California, and then about 9 years later, we had kept in touch the entire time, but about 9 years later, after we had gotten degrees and moved and experienced life and had adventures, we decided it's time to get back together and have the
adventure. Yeah. So, what was your degree at Western in?
It was in professional writing and editing.
Oh,
yes.
So are you one of those people, if like you read things in the paper or online, you just go, it's just like nails on a chalkboard?
So sometimes.
And you're like, oh my, I can't believe that they can't use punctuation. Or I'll tell you what, I bet you this is one of your pet peeves as well. On Twitter, when people put, instead of you apostrophe R-E, they put Y-O-U-R.
Yes, I'm still having a problem with that.
That's like traumatic for me.
I know. I actually still have a problem with the U-R. I just think,
I know
it's Twitter and there are limited characters, but
it's better now. I should go back to being better about that. Okay. So moving on. So we want to make sure we kind of talk a little bit about Munki Foods in this segment. It's munkifoodcompany.com.
Yes.
If somebody has never heard of your product, can you in a couple sentences describe to us what it is?
Sure. It is, our tagline is Taste Bud Evolution. So what we're trying to do is bring unique flavors. Right now we're concentrated in the, what I would consider kind of a gourmet trail mix nut fruit style.
Okay.
We're concentrating on that right now just because we felt like there was a pretty decent lack, in just really decent flavors in that category, but we'll we're wanting to grow and kind of bring that same mantra to other foods.
So it's not just going to, it's not going to forever be kind of a trail mix product. It might be other products.
Absolutely.
Okay.
So we love food. I mean, first and foremost, we're in Asheville. What a great place to, to be a foodie. So we love food. We love design. We love music and just any, you know, anything that can spark a fire. And on that, we love the evolution of all of those things. So to me, it was about just bringing global flavors, globally inspired, you know, spices, and bringing them to the most basic of foods, which is a roasted nut, and really just making those pop. So that's what we've been concentrating on.
Oh, that's interesting. Yeah. So I'm just like, your website's up here on the screen in front of me, and it's really nice and clean.
Yes.
I like that about it. And I think that's the same with your packaging. When you look at the packaging, I'm a big one for how things look on the shelf
yes,
and how packaging
you.
Looks. They're packaging, folks, and when you see it at Ingles, you'll notice it's very clean looking. By that I mean there's not a lot of stuff going on. It's not real busy, real pretty colors. I've got blues and purples and greens and nice images. So it's not real cluttered when you look at it.
Absolutely. I definitely have to bring my husband in on that
one. Give him some credit on that one. Okay.
He is a great designer. And, you know,
what's
on top
name?
Of Matthew Brown, right?
Okay. Because we're talking about him.
I know,
about
right,
Matthew
sorry,
Brown.
Yes,
okay.
Yes.
Does it go by Matt or Matthew?
Matthew.
Okay.
Yes.
Right.
So he'll answer to a lot of things.
Though. Okay.
But no, he's a brilliant designer, and that is where we kind of started. So just our love for, like I said, the design, the evolution of design, anything from mid-century modern to just really clean lines. And we kind of thought, you know, we're bringing a unique flavor to the market, and we really wanted to put it in unique
nice packaging.
Yeah. Right. So we wanted it to kind of be something new that people see, and it
kind of pops.
Yeah. Colors pop off the shelf, and our website was kind of designed the same way. We didn't want it to be too cluttered. We just wanted it to speak for itself.
So, folks, I'm talking with Gretchen Brown. She and her husband, Matthew, are the owners of monkeyfoodcompany.com. Monkey Foods are in some of our Ingles store. You're going to be finding out a little bit more about them further along in the segment. You can also find Monkey Food Company on Facebook and Monkey Food on Twitter and Instagram. Stay tuned to the Ingles Information Aisle. Welcome back to the Ingles Information Aisle. I'm Leah McGrath, your Ingles dietitian. In the studio with me today, I have Gretchen Brown. Gretchen and her husband, Matthew, who is not with us today, are the owners of Monkey Food Company. It's M-U-N-K-I Food Company. And they have a kind of a unique, newer product. And she started to tell us about it in the first half of the segment. You called it a like a trail mix, but you use another word, like more of a, it's like it, not unique, but something.
Right, more like a globally inspired.
Globally inspired.
Right.
Now, why do you describe it as global? What about the flavors or tastes that make it globally inspired?
Sure. So it's not just kind of the Bob standard barbecue flavored, which is quite standard in almost all of our snack
really
foods.
Or really sweet stuff.
Right. So we have Jamaican jerk spice cashews, where we actually use Jamaican jerk spices with cashew, pumpkin seed, and then we mix it with pineapple. So that's our kind of island-inspired mix.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have another one that is curried almonds with papaya. You don't really find that many curried products.
I love papaya, too.
Yes, and that one is has been really popular among people who have never tasted curry before. So it's great to kind of get new flavors in people who have never eaten them and turn them on to something new.
Sure.
Our third flavor that we've got right now is a little closer to where maybe some of us have been before. It's a more nostalgic flavor, kind of banana breadish.
Mm.
So it's banana with walnuts, bourbon, and cinnamon.
Bourbon, that's a little bit of a twist.
Yes, it is a little bit of a twist. We put a little bit of a twist on all of our products, and that bourbon really kind of helps the banana and walnut and cinnamon just pull together, and it really tastes like something that your mother would have made back in the day.
Well, let's back up a little bit now. So before we came, while we were on break, we were talking a little bit about how you got into this business, and you were saying that you've been involved in writing and editing design for different companies. Is it okay to name what company you're working
for?
New Balance.
Yes.
Maker of all kinds of sporting stuff.
Yes.
Right?
So I was working on the watch line and the packaging line for New Balance.
Exciting.
Yes.
So at what point did you and Matthew say, gosh, let's do something with food? Let's make food.
So I've been a vegetarian since I was 12. And
Was something you saw a bad movie that scared you or somebody in your family?
No, I think, you know, I was raised in a typical American family where there was meat and maybe at every meal.
Right, sure.
And I just kind of woke up one day and felt like I just needed a change for me personally in life. And 12 is an odd age to have that epiphany, but I had it and never turned back.
And is your husband a vegetarian as well?
By way of me being the cook in the family,
there
yes.
You go. Got no choice, right?
Yes.
Is he secretly hoarding steak somewhere that
you
don't know about?
Probably. I just don't have to tell.
So you're saying you started out as vegetarian at a very young age.
Yes.
And here you were, Aaron. You and Matthew moved to Asheville.
Yes.
You've got your degree and you're happily working for New Balance.
Yes.
And then at what point did you go, I want to start making food?
So Matthew is from England, and their snack foods and their foods and just really the palate in England is a little bit different,
sure.
Right? So I have been trying to make different foods that would fit his palate and my palate.
Mm-hmm.
And that is kind of where the evolution of Monkey Food Company started.
Ah.
So it kind of started with me trying to make some different foods, some snack foods for him. And then once we shared them with friends in Asheville, friends in England, family, everybody really liked them. And we kept getting requests for making them.
Oh, okay.
For gifts for their family.
Ah,
and so
that's how a lot of entrepreneurs are born.
Absolutely. Yeah. So we thought, okay, we might have something here. And we just decided one day our passion for design, our passion for food, and really wanting to kind of embrace the entrepreneurial spirit.
Sure.
We just decided, let's give this a try, and it's been really well received in Asheville and in Ingles, and we're loving it. So
where did the name Monkey come from? Because it's not like people, when they hear monkey, they're going to think M-O-N-K-E-Y.
Right,
but
right.
It's M-U-N-K-I.
It is. Monkey is a term of endearment in our family.
Aww.
And so in England, obviously, they've got Cheeky Monkey. And and anytime we say something nice about somebody, we'll call them Monkey. And it also has a bit of a music background.
Okay.
My middle name is Ian. A little bit strange for a female.
Right?
And ever since Matthew and I met back when I was 17, his last name being Brown, Ian Brown is a famous musician in England.
Oh, okay. So it's a little convoluted.
So he kept saying, one day your name's going to have Ian Brown in it. And that's going to be, you know, just something for us to kind of laugh about. But Ian Brown is known as King Monkey. And so there was just too many monkeys in our life to make us say no to that. And then Taste Bud Evolution kind of came around at the same time. We're really into evolution of all things, design, music, food, taste buds. And we thought these two they have to go together. So it has to be Monkey and it has to be Taste Bud Evolution. And Monkey had to be a little bit different because of the evolution and us just wanting to look, you know, stand out a little more. So.
That's neat. Okay. So we have only a couple minutes left in this segment. How did you go from, you know, the friends calling you up and saying, hey, Gretchen, can you make us some of that great trail mix that you make, to having this cool packaging and being at Ingles? Did you start selling in tailgate markets, or where did you go?
We started just selling locally. We've been at the River Arts District tailgate market, which was really great. We And then just in just smaller local stores kind of starting out. But really it kind of started with Mountain Bizworks. I took a course there just looking for a little more information.
You did a great job locally.
And I was turned on to
Blue Ridge Food Ventures,
which has been one of the best things for, I think, a lot of food entrepreneurs in Asheville. And the people at Blue Ridge Food Ventures have been just really helpful, and everybody over there is really supportive of each other, so it's been wonderful. And just local companies, you know, Ingles has been huge. First of all, they just support so much locally, but just local food entrepreneurs. I mean, I've seen so many down there that I personally buy anything from, you know, Annie's Bread to Roots Hummus that I thought, let's do this, let's give it a try. So
stay tuned. We're talking with Gretchen Brown of Munki Food Company, M-U-N-K-I. Find them on Facebook, on Twitter, and learn more about their globally inspired trail mix. Welcome back to the Ingles Information Aisle. This is Leah, the Ingles dietitian, talking with yet another local vendor. I know over the past, I don't know, couple of years, you all have, if you're a regular listener to the show, you have heard from a lot of our local farmers and vendors, and many of the podcasts of those interviews can be found on our website, which is ingles-markets.com. Click on the tab for dietitian, and there's another space on there where you'll see podcasts. And I know there are a couple of new ones that have just been put up recently, one from Firewalker Hot Sauce. You probably know Franco.
Absolutely, and I listened to that. It was great.
Yeah, so over the time we've had a lot of our local farmers and vendors, and one of the things, one of the ways that you can meet some of these local folks is by attending a Taste of Local event, and that's an opportunity for you to face-to-face meet some of the local farmers and vendors, sample their products, learn about where they're grown, if it's a farmer, where if it's a vendor, where they're produced, what kinds of ingredients they have, and it's an opportunity for you to support local. We've got a couple coming up that I want to mention to you if you if you're in this area. So on July 23rd, we'll be having a Taste of Local up at our Burnsville store, and that's from 3:30 to 6 on Thursday, July 23rd. We're going to be working with Tractor on that. That's Tractor Food and Farm. They're a nonprofit food hub who works with a lot of the local farmers and vendors, and you'll see several of our local vendors up there, like Arden Farms out of Mills River, which does gluten-free mixes, and Annie's Breads, and Sunny Creek Sprouts will be there, in addition to some others. And then in August, again, get your calendar out, August 13th, we'll be having a Taste of Local at our Ingles store on Hendersonville Road. It's also known as our Skyland store, from 3:30 to 6:30 on Thursday, August the 13th. And we should have a bunch of local farmers and vendors there all over the store. And if you've never been to a Taste of Local, we call it, Andrew Rose from New Sprout Organic Farms calls it a taste-a-thon, because you'll have anywhere from a dozen to 20 or more local farmers and vendors, as well as beer and wine samples all over the store, an opportunity for you to just to walk around and sample, buy products, talk to these folks. It's a lot of fun. And Munki Foods is going to be at the event on August 13th at our store, again on Hendersonville Road, 3:30 to 6:30, our Skyland store. And so we've been talking to Gretchen Brown. She's the owner. She and her husband Matthew are the owners of Munki Food, and talking about sort of the evolution of their product, this globally inspired trail mix. So let's not keep you all in suspense. Gretchen, which Ingles stores currently have your Munki Foods products?
Okay, we're currently in 5 locations and growing.
Okay.
So right now we are in North Asheville on Merriman. We're at the Skyland location where the Taste of Local is going to be. We're in West Asheville. We're on the other Hendersonville Road location, which is a little closer to Biltmore.
Yeah, okay, and that's our Biltmore Forest store,
yes,
right?
Yes, the Biltmore Forest, and we're on Longshull's.
Okay. So when you say West Asheville, do you mean the smaller Ingles on Haywood Road?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Perfect. Okay. And is there a specific area where your products can be found, or are they putting them on those end caps?
Yeah. So it really kind of depends on the Ingles location, but if the Ingles location has a local end cap. We're
right.
on that. So
okay.
we're sitting next to Biltmore Wines and, you know, Asheville Beers.
Okay.
And if they do not have the local end cap set up in their store yet, we are normally found at the end, so on an end cap, close to the nut aisle.
Okay,
yes.
Perfect.
Yes.
And how much do the packages retail for?
They're $5.99.
Okay. And so if someone has never tried your product, so we were saying there's three different flavors.
Yes.
So can you go over the flavors again?
Sure. We have the Jamaican Jerk Cashews, which is a our spicier one is Jamaican Jerk Cashews with pumpkin seeds and pineapple.
Mm-hmm.
We have our Shiva Palace Almonds, which are curried almonds with papaya.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have our Bananarama Walnuts, which are banana walnuts with cinnamon and bourbon.
Do you have a favorite flavor?
You know, honestly, for me, it really depends on the time of day.
Oh, okay.
I know it seems a little strange, but the Bananarama Walnuts I love on top of my oatmeal in the morning.
Or in yogurt, like a
yes.
plain yogurt would be great.
Or it is.
Yeah.
Right. And actually, ironically, the Shiva Palace almonds, which are a little more savory, they taste excellent on Greek yogurt as well. The
yeah.
Greek yogurt, just with the Indian flavors, it's really great. And then the Jamaican Jerk Cashews, those are my husband's favorite, and those go great with like a cheese plate, or if you chop them up and put them on top of pasta.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
So we're really playing around with how to use nuts,
sure.
other than just opening the bag and eating them, which is great
sure.
on itself. We're playing around with different recipes, which we hope to have up on our website soon.
Oh, that's a great idea.
So people have
some different
options. Right.
Like if you put them in with a grain, like a rice or a brown rice or a barley, I bet that would be good
absolutely.
Too.
Absolutely, mm-hmm. absolutely.
Because I can think, you know, because if you're going to have if there's some dried fruit in there and the nuts,
yes.
that's a great way to kind of. Add a savory component to the grain or a sweeter component.
Yes.
Like in the case of your.
Exactly.
What's the one? Again, that's the bourbon one?
That's the banana. The
Bananarama.
Bananarama. Yes.
Okay. So again, the stores, let me go over the again. West Asheville, the
yes.
one right on Haywood Road.
Mm-hmm.
We have the North Asheville and Merriman Avenue.
Correct.
We have Biltmore Forest store. Mm-hmm. Then we have the one down from there, which is our Skyland store, which is 1865, I think, Biltmore,
yes.
right? Or Hendersonville Road.
Right.
And our Long Shoal store, I think that's it, right?
That is. Five.
Okay.
Right.
Which is great. So you're delivering to those stores right now. Is
we
that
are.
How you're working it out?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, perfect.
And we're talking to more stores now, but we were kind of waiting for the long holiday weekend to go away
sure.
so we would have time to
oh yeah
to
plus the store
everybody.
Managers are so busy
absolutely
so crazy
yeah
yes. So we want to mention again we're coming to the end of the show but monkeyfoodcompany.com is where you can find out more information about these globally inspired trail mixes that Gretchen Brown and her husband Matthew Brown have created and are now in five Ingles stores at $5.99.
Yes.
About. Okay. And don't forget, you're going to be able to meet Gretchen and maybe Matthew. No.
We'll see.
All right.
We might have him working on something.
Okay. On August the 13th at our Taste of Local at our Skyland store on Hendersonville Road from 3:30 to 6:30 p.m. Be sure and follow Monkey Foods on Instagram and on Twitter and on their Facebook page to find out as they add additional stores. Gretchen, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having us. We really love Ingles and really love the opportunity you guys have given us.
Thanks.